I wasn't feeling very enthused about education the day the vampire came to school. Usually, since we live in Maine, it's cold. This September, the sun was invading the sky, bright and fierce, and my best friend, Kathy, and I were hauling our bags up one of the steep streets and sweating. I was also not feeling very enthused about vampires, but I never am. Kathy is a different matter. If there was a box for vampirologist on one of our career goals questionnaires, and there isn't, you can be a psychiatrist for vampires, or a donor to vampires, or an academic in vampire studies, but I just made up that word to mean a big fan of the undead, Kathy would check it every time. Don't get me wrong, Kathy's not stupid. She's really smart. Without her encouraging me, I wouldn't be doing AP English and History. She's a dreamer. You know the type. Reads poetry by the bucket load. Keats, Plath, Chatterton. Gets so into books she walks into walls. Gets so into telling me a story she walks right into traffic and I have to grab her and yank her back to safety. She likes history more than the news and likes books better than most people. Of course, she thinks vampires, since many of them are older than dirt and thus basically history books with legs and fangs, are totally fascinating. So naturally, when we looked across the street and saw the figure in the bulky black suit and helmet, like a cross between Darth Vader and an astronaut, Kathy's eyes lit right up. Because broad daylight plus person in weird suit must equal vampire. This in spite of the fact that very few vampires seem inclined to go into the sun in a protective suit when a single pinprick to a sleeve would kill them. Let's put it this way. I'm a born and bred New Whitby girl, and I've seen a vampire in a suit exactly once, and it was on the news.
Maybe he's a vampire, she said, inclining her head.
Kathy's too much of a lady to point at people. I'm not much of a lady, personally, so I stared pretty openly. I wasn't the only one. Or maybe there's been a chemical explosion and that's the member of the hazmat team who drew the short straw, I said. We both looked ahead at the school. Cronston High stood there like always, red brick and very solid. No flames billowing from the bay windows. Alternate theory, I said as we crossed the road and headed in, a little ahead of the mystery suit. He's the keenest scuba diver in the world. Kathy returned her gaze to the possible scuba diver and took a little wistful breath. Not quite a sigh, but sort of bracing herself for her latest daydream not to be true.
He could be a vampire.
Yeah, I can see it, I said. He moves with the predatory grace of a penguin. Kathy bit back a smile so she wouldn't hurt the scuba diver's feelings. Too nice for her own good, that girl. She even held open the door so he could penguin shuffle his hazmat butt into the school. He inclined his big black helmet to her as he passed by and advanced into the dark hall. Then he slid off the helmet, and I saw he was graceful after all. The movement was the way you'd imagine a knight in a fairy tale would remove his helm. He had the kind of looks that made normal, sensible thoughts turn into stupid poetry. Hair like sunlight trapped in shadows, and eyes that were an insane cornflower blue. A face like a sculpture on a tomb, all clean, white, perfect lines. A dead person's face. The vampire turned those eyes on Kathy, who stood rooted to the spot and squinted.
"Could you possibly shut the door?"
he asked in a low, cool voice.
"It is rather bright."